Hello, this is Dr. Yvonne Agulture dictating an endoscopy report on Sang Nguyen, date of birth 9/2/1960, date of procedure January 4, 2024. Physician is Dr. Yvonne Agulture. Do you refer to physician is Dr. Ngohung? Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is Barrett's with history of low-grade dysplasia. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, just from malignancy, or extent to the patient. Patient is brought to the endoscopy. So you place them in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, monitor anesthesia care period. A well lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advances direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, common stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period of retroflexy was obtained at the cardio period, air resection from the stomach, for which all the scope period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications findings. The proximal and mid esophagus overall appeared unremarkable. There was a diminutive esophageal polyp at 30 centimeters from the pipe block. Remove the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an irregular Z-line noted at 38 centimeters from the pipe block, period. There was an approximately 4 centimeter segment of Barrett's esophagus graded as C3M4, period. 4 quadrant biopsies were obtained at 38 centimeters from the bipe block, 37 centimeters from the bipe block, 36 centimeters from the bipe block, and 35 centimeters from the bipe block, period. There was no evidence of any nodularity or irregular mucosa in white light or NBI, period. There was an approximately 3 centimeter hiatal hernia noted. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric body polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, continue PPI daily in light of the confirmed Barrett's esophagus. Next line, would recommend discussion with patient regarding continued follow-up given history of low-grade dysplasia with either surveillance with repeat EGD in 6 months versus endoscopic eradication therapy, period. It is important to discuss the risks and benefits with the patient, period. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled.